This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Ernie Bach is with us. And Ernie, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Ray Bork, love that guy.
He's the best.
He is
the best. Now, you had an, we were talking during the 6 o'clock hour and actually before the break briefly about the Trump press conference.
Yeah.
And there are some people, I enjoyed it. I felt it was...
people just don't get it.
No,
you either get Trump or you don't.
Yeah.
That's how it is. You're either on board or you're not.
But did you feel like it was unpresidential at all? Danielle and others felt this morning that it was very unpresidential yesterday.
You know what I thought it was like? Picture this. You and I are walking by a building and they say, hey, you want to do a press conference? Come in. and we do the press conference, like right then and there. That's what it felt like.
I don't think it's professional, Ernie, for him to get into a pissing contest with reporters.
Yeah, but this
don't
whole...
Don't use that word to describe
maybe
what
happened. Maybe I did that intentionally, sir.
The whole presidency is going to be redefined.
I don't know if I like that.
Well, you know, if you like the last 8 years, then you won't like that.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's the issue is it when you redefine the presidency, when you have a guy, for the first time ever, we have a businessman who's going to be our president. It's the guy who's done reality television. It's going to be a completely different experience, I
absolutely.
Guess.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, in Russia, you know, Russia's a real hotbed on both sides.
Right.
Because, you know, it's funny. It was always, you know, if you even said anything good about Russia, you were a commie, you know, and now people are trying to embrace it and this and that. But my feeling with Putin is Putin did not respect President Obama. And that's why
100%.
Just nothing happened. But if you get like two titans in a room, and I mean titans, world leaders, the most, you know, the strongest guys in the world, and you put them in a room, the last thing they want to do is go to war. That's the last thing they want to do. Their generals want to go to war. The captains want to go to war. But these guys, they don't. When you get to that level, let me tell you, very few people are exposed to that level.
Yeah.
And when you get those two guys in there, S happens, you know?
Yeah, S happens. I mean, I was laughing. I was entertained. I wish he would do one of these every week that he is in office because I think it would be so entertaining.
Hey, congratulations on going to the inaugural.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. I'm heading down there. Going to take a couple. I haven't had a day off from the show in quite some time.
I mean, it's
so
been weeks.
I'm going to take a couple days off next week and go down to the inauguration because it may be my, you know, my last chance.
Yeah. Not well, that no. 1 in 4 years.
Oh, there's going to be
another one. Yeah, don't worry about that.
I got a text from you the other day when the Dropkicks were playing live in here that you thought they sounded great.
Let me tell you something. That band, that new record, if you know, everybody's a Dropkicks fan, but that new record, and my personal favorite tune on the new record is Sandlot.
Yeah.
I mean, they sound like the Dropkicks and everything, but it's my favorite record. It's incredible.
It's their best album.
It's their best album.
I don't know if it's their best ever, but I will say that it's their best in several albums.
Yes.
Do you agree, Shu?
Really? Yeah, Sandlot? I mean, come on.
No, I like this album a lot. And I think it shows that they left Boston to record it, mm-hmm. and they weren't distracted with the usual distractions they have at home.
But
in a long time, I don't know. I thought the last album was pretty good.
Yeah.
No, every album is good.
Every album is good.
This one is just outstanding.
Yeah, I think it's fresh. Yeah. I listened to the whole thing yesterday.
I really liked it.
It flows together. You can feel the passion.
Yeah.
You know, you can feel like Kenny's heart is, you know, the whole band and Kenny especially.
11 tunes into it. One song.
Yeah,
I mean, one record. Hey, LB, speaking of songs and speaking of records, I don't know if you know this, but you were an inspiration. You were an inspiration for a Megadeth song. Did you know that?
Really?
And
listen, I got this from Megadeth came into town a few weeks ago, and I really appreciate AF trying, you know, helping us raise money for Music Drives Us. We raised over $50,000 that night at the Hard Rock Cafe for Music Drives Us.
Are you talking about the song Giant Forehead?
No.
Okay. Oh, no, okay. Wait,
Dave told this story. Wait. Dave told this story and mentioned you personally.
Really?
And let's go back. I'll tell you a little bit of the story. So Dave says that you guys were on like a weekend golf thing back in the day. And, you know, he's not as wild, I guess, as you guys were. And you were at a hole putting or something, and you were telling him what you were doing over the last couple of days. And he was sitting there taking it, and you were horrifying this guy. I mean, horrifying. And then and in his mind, and you're saying all this stuff, and in his mind, he's going, well, what girl are they talking about? What girl are they talking about, right? And then he sees this girl. He doesn't know if it's her or not, but he's like, okay, that has to be the girl. And he because of what you told him, he wrote the song She-Wolf. That song, Abby, right directly from Dave's lips.
Really?
He wrote that song because of the story you told him on the golf course.
That was probably the WAAF Celebrity Golf Tournament I think that was at the Marlboro Country Club where he played. And that was like, was that like 15 years ago or something, LB?
It was
a long time ago.
Remember we used to throw the big the WAAF day that we had.
Big field day.
Yeah.
And I think it all ran together, but we ended up hanging out for like three or four days.
That's
exactly.
We really bonded. I mean, I'm super, super close, and I was super bummed that I ended up having to parent the night of your event.
So did he call you? You know,
yes,
he,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, because he called me and asked me for your number.
Yeah, I'm making plans to fly out and spend a weekend with him out west.
He's a great guy.
He's an amazing human being.
Great guy.
To sit and hear his story.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And where, you know, what happened, where he began, how amazing he was. Then he got dumped by one of the greatest bands on the planet and then basically just... turned his life around and has an amazing career.
Megadeth was an FU band to Metallica. Yeah. You know that. The only reason he started Megadeth was to bury Metallica.
That's fantastic. So the song She-Wolf.
She-Wolf is direct
inspired by LB.
Absolutely.
Well, that's an honor.
So unfortunately, I'm not going to be at the inaugural. I have a trip that was pre-planned. I did get an invitation though.
Where are you
proud.
Going? Where are you?
I'm going to Hawaii. I'm taking the Subaru dealers on their annual trip to Hawaii.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Rough
yeah.
life.
Yeah. Well, rough, no, they won the incentive. It was an incentive trip. You know that all the dealers competed for, and the winners we leave Sunday.
Which island, Ernie?
Lanai.
Nice.
To Ellis's place. He's got the two Four Seasons.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to read some of the lyrics of She-Wolf right now. I just looked him up. I just looked him up on my phone. The mother of all that is evil. Her lips are poisonous venom. Wicked temptress knows how to please. The priestess roars, get down on your knees. The right of the praying mantis. Kiss the bones of the enchantress. Spellbound, searching through the night, a howling man surrenders the fight. That's you, LB. You're the howling man.
Howling man.
And she is the one look in her lusting eyes, savage fear in you will rise, teeth of terror sinking in, the bite of the she-wolf. So obviously you were talking about one of your ex-wives, I'm assuming. Was that what it was? Yeah.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, LB went into great detail, did not mention the woman, which didn't out her or anything
but just
told the adventures he was having.
Well, very, very interesting and great story. And I'm glad you checked in this morning. And when you get back from Hawaii, come on in and see us. It's been a while.
Yeah. All right.
All right, bud.
All right, good luck at the inaugural.
All right, there's Ernie Bach Jr.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.